Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Funny Kid Box Set, written and read by Matt Stanton. Funny Kid for President, Funny Kid Book 1.
Chapter 1. This first chapter stinks. Someone has pooped. In the storeroom. Actually pooped. In the middle of the floor. It's lying there in the dark like a lonely, sleeping baby mole.
What's that?
That's my teacher, Mr. Armstrong. He's standing in the doorway, glaring down at the little poop, like he's going to vaporize it with just the power of his eyes. Mr. Armstrong doesn't look like a normal teacher. He looks like a hairless gorilla who eats puppies for breakfast. Most teachers look a little, you know, wimpy. Mr. Armstrong looks like he bends iron bars just to relax. That might sound cool to you. It's not. Staring at the poop on the floor, Mr. Armstrong is turning the colour of a stressed strawberry. Veins pulse in his neck like slugs trying to get away from his face. Normally, this means he's about to yell, 20 laps! Which means we all have to run around the classroom while he puts hurdles in front of us. Take it from someone who's been there. It hurts to crash into a printer and become a human paper jam. Mr. Armstrong looks like a volcano that's about to blow. I'm seriously considering hiding under my desk. He can explode at the littlest things. Someone forgets their homework? Guilty. Or forgets their school bag? Guilty. Or forgets their pants? Don't judge me. But this is a whole new level. I've never seen a head turn red like that. Then again, I've never seen a poop in the storeroom before either. I'm Max, by the way. I go to Red Hill Middle School, and I'm in Mr. Armstrong's class. I didn't do the poop. Mr. Armstrong turns and looks at each of us. For someone with such a big head, he has tiny nostrils. They're flaring in and out as he huffs around the room like a gorilla with gas.
I know you don't believe me, but I can tell who is responsible for that atrocity just by looking into each of your teeny little eyes, Mr. Armstrong says.
He looks at Emily and Layla, Josh and Ryan. He doesn't seem to think Kevin did it, although I'm not so sure. Kevin does eat a lot of chili. Mr. Armstrong stops in front of me. This is probably a good time to tell you that Mr. Armstrong doesn't like me very much. I think it's because I'm not very good at sport, and to Mr. Armstrong that means there's not much point me being alive.
Max?
What?
It was you.
What was me?
You did the... In there, the thing, in the storeroom. You did that.
No, I didn't, I say. I think it's best to remain calm. After all, I did not do the poop.
Yes, you did, Max.
He puts his hands on his hips and seems to squeeze in his waist. I like to imagine that if he squeezes a little bit harder, his head will explode off his shoulders like a popped pimple. Really, I didn't do it, Mr. Armstrong. He doesn't seem convinced, so I decide to give him a bit more information. I haven't done a poop since Monday.